Brother Ed, it's Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. I know you don't trouble me too often with your phone calls, but I always appreciate your thoughtfulness when you're there. How are you?
Well, I look at it and I'm perplexed on a couple of levels of, you know.
Hey, could you reposition your microphone a little bit there? I want to make sure people can hear you. Okay.
Is that any better, Bill?
No, not really. Try it again.
Okay, let me switch the speaker here.
Yeah, I know. I always have trouble figuring out if I use my Bluetooth headset, it doesn't always necessarily sound good either. You there?
Well, is that any better?
Oh, much better. Much better. Much more solid.
So, two things that I wanted to try to approach you on was, I sent you an email about the Oregon Administrative Procedures Act, and the numerical part of it is, Oregon Revised Statute Section 183. But the reality is there's the clause of the validity of the rule talks about constitutional provisions.
Yeah, you're talking about the Senate Bill 762 meeting that they're having, this rules meeting, right, at 9:30.
So what we have to remember as consent of the governed is that these rules, the administrative rules, they still all have to fall under constitutional provisions. Now, so it's up to us to be observant enough and even question the entire package of 762 as to the constitutional validity of it. This is a property rights intrusion on every level. Now, when I look at this, I listen on another level. What I wanted to go to was the discussion you had about with the constitutional attorney.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to try to call at the time and I couldn't, but the question of precedent, okay, you guys talked about precedent. The precedent is there, but now I want to be a glasses, you know, half full kind of guy. Well, since the precedent is there, let's open it up and take a look at what does that allow? Well, that allows for us to get the Department of Justice to raid the house of Hillary Clinton,
mm-hmm.
Bill Clinton, Obama. let's look at it as a, you know.
So in other words, if you're going to do this, then take power back and then scorch earth it, huh? Scorch earth it.
Well, that's exactly right. Let's see, you know, what kind of Pandora's box that they opened. And I just look at this and, you know, like your professor was exactly right. I mean, this is an intrusion beyond comparison in our history. So now let's look at it in another way. Well, let's look at it like they do. If we weaponize it in that way, okay. It's weaponized. Now we go after other people. But the reality is we have to hit home and understand it is consent of the governed. We have to object to this. This has to be brought out in every level. And it's all tied in with this entire progressive attack against the American way of life. And I look at this 762 thing to have the access to have Jeff Golden sitting there and you're going to send him information about things. The reality to 762, when you examine every part of this, it's about the continuation and management of our land instead of doing harvest, selective harvest, instead of considering any aspect of actual management. It's about being able to prescribe burn.
Yeah, it's about essentially destroying your rural property rights so that they can continue to burn and not do anything about those the federal and state lands. Bottom line.
Right. So, in other words, if you have a piece of rural property, we want to have a fire, and that piece of land has a prescription, a burn prescription on it, that section of land in that area, and we want it to be able to burn through your area with minimal damage to your home, hopefully. If it burns out, well, you chose to live there. You know.
Yeah, then it's your fault blaming the victim, as it were. Ed, it's a very good point, and thank you for making it this morning, okay? You be well.
Right.
Take care, Brother Bill. Brother Ed, rather. I'm Brother Bill. that's the way we talk, all right? All right. I don't know if we're going to have much time for... I don't think we are. All right, so I did want to make sure that we do some emails of the day.